We left off, we were discussing how Yontif affects the observance of Avelos. The Gemara tells us that there are two different halachas about Yontif is concerning Avelos. One is that Yontif cancels Avelos, that means Avelos that was begun before Yontif, whatever stage of Avelos the person was up to, the Shiva Shloshim, so Yontif cancels it. And number two, if the person is a Kerbe Mace of a regular, if a person buries his mace on Yontif, on Cholamoid itself, then the Avelos is put on hold until after Yontif. Whether that means it's totally put on hold, whether it means the Baruch Shefa Hesia put on hold, that's a question to be shown him. But the basic idea of both of these halachas is that Yontif and Avelos cannot go hand in hand. What is it about Yontif that prevents the proper observance of Avelos? So the Gemara says, it's the mitzvah of Simchas Yontif. Why is Simchas Yontif more important than Avelos? So the Gemara says that Simchas Yontif is a mitzvah shel Rabim. It's a mitzvah that affects all of Klal Yisrael. Whereas Avelos is a mitzvah shel Yochid. Only this particular person, this particular family is in Avelos. So us, yes, shel Rabim, v'doch yes, shel Yochid. The mitzvah's essay of the Rabim of Simchas Yontif overrides the mitzvah's essay of Avelos, which is only a private, personal, individualized mitzvah. So it's clear that it's the Simchas Yontif dimension that is what has the ability to push off, but at least sometimes put on hold, Avelos. The question is, what is it exactly about Simchas Yontif that has that koch to do so? So there is a question in the Gemara about whether women are obligated in the mitzvah of Simchas Yontif. Because Simchas Yontif should have been a mitzvah seishas man groma. The only problem is the Torah says women chayavos. The Torah says v'samachta atavil chavitecha v'ayosa v'almana. The Torah speaks about women celebrating Yontif as well. So it was a machlekes amaraim, the beginning of Maseches Rosh Hashanah, how to understand that on the one hand, Yontif should have been a mitzvah seishas man groma. On the other hand, the Torah says explicitly, women are chayavos, what do we make of that? So one of the Amoraim says that it's an exception to the rule, that this is one of the many exceptions. Kiddush and Shabbos should have also been a mitzvah seishas man groma, women are obligated. Matzah should have also been a mitzvah seishas man groma, women are obligated. Hakel, gathering to the Beis HaMikdash every 7 years, should have also been a mitzvah seishas man groma. So there are a few exceptions to the rule. Whatever the Torah singles out an exception, it's an exception. So one opinion the Gemara Rosh Hashanah is that Simchas Yontif is an exception as well. And Abaye disagrees. Abaye says no, that Simchas Yontif is not an exception. Women are in fact exempt from Simchas Yontif. So what does the Torah mean when it says you have to be besamech, the women, the daughters, the amanas, the wife, etc.? So Abaye says, Isha Baile Mesamcha. What that means is that the obligation rests upon the men to make sure that the women are happy. But it's not that the women themselves are obligated in the midst of Simchas Yontif. So it's Machlokes in the Gemara, Machlokes Rishon and Paskin. The Acharei bottom of the question, if you hold that women are pturos from the midst of Simchas Yontif, so then how could Avelos be cancelled for a woman? So if a woman is sitting Shiva before Yontif, so Yontif comes and cancels Avelos. Well, we never heard that anybody should say that that din doesn't apply for women. A new din. If a woman sitting Shiva, so then she continues to sit Shiva on Yontif. It's crazy. Never heard of such a din. So why is that? If you hold that women aren't obligated in Simchas Yontif, and it's the Simchas Yontif Shabbat that cancels Avelos, so why does Yontif cancel Avelos for women? That's the question that some of the Echvarim raise. And there's another question that the Echvarim raise. The Gemara says, Pesachim has a machlekes, when exactly does the mitzvah Simchas Yontif begin? Does it start by Be'od Yom, or does it start even the night before of Yontif? Why would anybody think that it only starts in the daytime? Because as we spoke about it many times, the Ikar Simcha on Yontif is the offering of Karbonos, the eating of the Besar HaShlamim, the Shalmei Simcha. So there's one opinion that says that the mitzvah of eating Besar Shlom of Shalmei Simcha, you have to shecht it on Yontif itself. You need what's called Zvicha B'Sha Simcha. That you can't just shecht the korban Erev Yontif and eat the meat on Yontif. You have to shecht the korban on Yontif itself. That's the full celebration. You have to come to the Beis HaMikdash, shecht the korban, partake of the meat in Yerushalayim. That's the Simchas Yontif Amun B'Torah. According to that, then there's no way to fulfill that mitzvah on the first night of Yontif. Because the first night of Yontif, you can't shecht the korban at night. Korbanos have to be shechted in the daytime. To shecht an Erev Yontif is too early. So by default, you have to wait until the first morning to begin the real celebration of the Beis HaMikdash. So that's one opinion of the Gemara Maseches Pesachim, that we require Zvicha B'Sha Simcha. So Simchas Yontif doesn't start until the morning. And another day in the Gemara says, it's not true. Now you don't require Zvicha B'Sha Simcha. That you can shecht the korban Erev Yontif and eat the meat at night, and that's also okay. So that's a machlokes. Machlokes also Shalom Rishon probably had a pasuk on that question. So if you take the opinion that you really require Zvicha B'Sha Simcha, that the real Simchas Yontif doesn't start until the next morning, so then the Acharonim also thought of the kasha. So why does Yontif cancel the Avelos the night before? Everybody knows that as soon as Yontif comes, so the Avelos is over. Why is the Avelos over? The person should still be sitting Shiva till the morning. If the real Sukkos Yontif doesn't kick in till the morning, so why don't you wait until the morning? So Rav Moshe Sternberg has in his Sefer, one of Muzmanim, that you see from these two kashas the following Yisoid. What is it about Yontif that cancels Avela? So Gemara says explicitly, it's the mitzvah Simchas Yontif Shabbo. So Sternberg points out, if you look at the Rambam, so it's clear that there are two very, very different aspects of Simchas Yontif. There's a Simchas Yontif of a Ma'isa mitzvah. You have to do certain acts on Yontif that put you into a happy mood. So what are those actions that you have to do? So you have to eat karbonos, you don't have Beis HaMikdash. So you have other things, you have bosav, you have yayin. The Ramban writes a saying of halel. The Gemara speaks about buying nice things for your wife, your kids, all kind of things that put you and your family into a good spirits on Yontif. So those are ma'isim shel mitzvah that a person is supposed to partake of on Yontif. Then there's a second aspect of Simchas Yontif, and that's an emotional, that's the mindset of a person. The Ramban writes that a person has to be always in a cheery mood on Yontif, the entire Yontif. That's, I think, the silver from the Gra that he held that was one of the hardest mitzvahs in the Torah to fulfill. Because it means you can't get upset the whole Yontif. Sukkos, the whole week. So anytime you get upset, that's a shtichel bitl of the mitzvah Simchas Yontif. You have to always try to get yourself into a good, happy, cheery mood throughout the duration of Yontif. So that's a separate type of mitzvah. That's a mitzvah of Simchas Halev. That's not a simcha of a ma'isim. That's a simcha of a kiyum shebalev. So Shtermuch points out that he thinks that when do we have a machloikis with the women of chayavas in the mitzvah Simchas Yontif? That's about the particular ma'isim mitzvahs. Are women obligated to bring the Shami Simcha? Are women obligated to have a ma'isim of a simcha? So then you can argue, as a mitzvah say, as my grandma, is it not? Is it an exception? Pasuk, back and forth. When it comes to a kiyum shebalev, so he says that he doesn't think that mitzvah seh shezman grama covers a mitzvah shebalev. When there's a particular mitzvah shebalev, even though it's a mitzvah that only has to be performed at a certain time of the year, that's not covered by the exemption of mitzvah seh shezman grama, and men and women are on equal footing in terms of this mitzvah. Well, in addition, says Rav Shnorbrach, he thinks that the homach leikis in the Gemara, whether there's a mitzvah of simcha at night, that refers to the ma'isa mitzvah of Simchas Yontif. Is there a ma'isa mitzvah of eating besides shlomim? Maybe is there a ma'isa mitzvah of basar b'yayin? That's questionable at night. But in terms of the simchas aleiv, so whenever Yontif is chal, there's a mitzvah of simchas aleiv, samach b'chagech, it's already the chag, it's already the simalacha, it's considered to be a full-fledged Yontif even the night before, the night of Yontif itself, even though for certain technical halachic reasons, maybe you can't get around to bringing the karbonos, but that doesn't affect the simchas aleiv, that affects the simchas amais. So Sternberg suggests that this din that Yontif cancels Avelos, it's not the Ma'isa HaMitzvah of Yontif that cancels Avelos. It's the Simchas Halev. Because if you think about it, why can't a person be an Avelos and still a boss of Yayin? Why is that a stira? So I'll be an Avelos, sitting on the floor, and I'll eat meat. What, why is that a contradiction in terms? And the answer is it's not. The Ma'isa of Simchas Yontif is not a contradiction to Avelos. But the Simchas Halev is a contradiction. How can you tell a guy at the same time, be miserable because you're an Avelos, and then be happy because it's Yontif? Hey, you can't do both. So that's what the halacha tells us, that when you have a contradiction, you can't, it's eifshel lekayem shneim. So one mitzvah has to take precedence over the other. So how do you decide which mitzvah is more important? So that's what the Gemara says, that Chazal determined that the mitzvah of Simchas Yontif is a mitzvah shel rabim. So a mitzvah that affects all of Klal Yisrael is at a higher level than a mitzvah that affects only an individual. So because there's a contradiction in Simchas Halev, which is impossible to resolve, so therefore Yontif is put on hold. So once you say that it's not the Simchas Hamaisa, that's the mafkia, that's what revokes, that what cancels the avelos, it's the Simchas Shebalev, then you understand that men and women are equal, then you understand whether night and day are equal. All the distinctions that we were talking about are all distinctions within the Maisa, but not within the Simchas Halev. Based on this idea that it's really the Simchas Halev, it's the ongoing Simchas Halev, it's really the mafkia, really the mevatel of avelos, then we can begin to understand a little bit about what the Rishonim are discussing about avelos on Purim. There's a major machlokes to Rishonim about where does Purim fit in terms of this pattern, in terms of this understanding of avelos. Purim is a funny day because there is a mitzvah of simcha on Purim. Mishtem simcha v'yom tov. The other hand, Purim is not quite a yontif. It's not a full-fledged yontif. It's not a yontif deraisa. So where does Purim fit in terms of Hilchas Avelos? There was a major machlokes. There were some Rishonim who were of the opinion that Purim is mamash a regular yontif for these halachas. With all the kochos of yontif, it can mamash cancel Avelos. So if a person was sitting shiur from before Purim, comes Purim, Avelos is over. The same way Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos, or Shanim Kippur cancel Avelos, Purim mamash cancels the Avelos in the Gemara. So Rabbeinu Chananel seemed to have said that opinion. That opinion was not accepted. Nobody held that way. Within those opinions that say that Purim doesn't cancel Avelos, that's how we pass it, what do you do on Purim itself? A guy is somebody died 2 days before Purim, now his mamash sitting on Purim, what does he do? Does he observe Avelos? Does he not observe Avelos? So the Rambam writes that he observes regular Avelos. The Rambam writes that you may Purim and Chanukah, Nogim Avelos Legamre, it's like any other regular weekday, it's not considered to be a Yom Tov for these purposes. And other Rishonim, many of the Ashkenazi Rishonim disagree, say no, that Purim, although it's not strong enough to mamish cancel the Avelos Legamre, it still prevents you from observing Avelos on Purim proper, and it's treated almost like Shabbos in a sense. And Shabbos also doesn't cancel Avelos, but Shabbos, the Avelos is put on hold, at least vis-a-vis Dvarim Shefahesya, concerning public manifestations of Avelos. So the same is true concerning Purim. That's what the meaning of the Ashkenazi communities is, to follow the view of the Ramah. But if a person lost a relative right before Purim, so they continue the Avelos, quote-unquote, through Purim, but they don't really observe it publicly. It's basically treated like Shabbos. So it counts as a day of the Shiva, and a person has to observe Dvarim Shebetzina, whatever the definitions are, Dvarim Shebetzina, but Dvarim Shebetzina one does not observe. So practically speaking, the person wouldn't be sitting on the floor, the person wouldn't be taking his shoes off, it would be pretty much like Shabbos. The post can point out, you can be Menachem Avel, because Meikra Din, you can be Menachem Avel on Shabbos also. You usually don't, but on Purim, sometimes Meikra Din you can be. Then Ramah adds on, that according to this view that Ashkenazi communities have, that Avelos doesn't really apply practically on Purim, so the same is true for Tezvav as well, because all the dinim of Simcha that we have on Yudalit, so we carry over to Tezvav also, even though we don't, literally, we don't mamish make a suit on Tezvav, we don't read the Megillah on Tezvav, but we don't have a spader, we don't say Tachnun, those kinds of things do carry over. So that idea of not observing Avelos probably carries over to Shusha Purim as well. I'm not sure what the Svarim do in this one. I don't know. I've been Menachem Avil several times on Purim Ashkenazi because I don't know what the meaning of this Svarim is. Once Rabbi Shecht was sitting in Shiva, right? Rabbi Shecht was sitting in Shiva on Purim. His father passed away right before Purim. So I remember I had to be Menachem Avil on the night of Shushan Purim because I was flying to Eretz Yisrael, I think, the next morning. So it was either then or not at all. So I went to him. We finished Asuda, and I came to his house. It was a very mundane kind of Nichum Avelim, because he was just finishing his Purim Suda. It was the night already. He was sitting, like regular, with his shoes on, sitting at the table. And then I walked in, and they started out in Ma'ariv. And then after Ma'ariv, so he didn't sit on the floor. He just sat down on a chair, and people were walking and saying, Hamachim Menachem to him. That's the din. He's sitting there with his shoes on, just finishing Purim Suda. That's the halach. That's what the Ramah says. It's a mundane type of a day.
Why don't they say Purim Hilmo Menachem?
Yeah, Purim Menachem. Yeah, I don't. It could be like this. I don't remember exactly what the nusach was. That I can't tell you. Anyway, so the question is, why should Purim be conceptually different from other Yom Tov, especially according to the Rambam, that Purim is totally different from the other Yom Tov, in the sense that there's no cancellation, there's no effect of Avelos whatsoever. Why not? There is a mitzvah Simchat Purim. So some Achronim explained that the nature of the mitzvah of Simchat Purim is very, very different than Simcha on Yom Tov. Simchat Purim means that the halacha requires to do certain actions of Simcha. So what are they? So basa, yayin, whatever the definitions of a Simchat Purim play out. But one is not mechuyif to be in a cheery, happy mood the whole day Purim. I'm not advocating being miserable in Purim, but it's not like Yom Tov. Yom Tov is the whole day is nitfas as a Yom Simcha. Yom Tov, the Rebbe Shalom declared v'samach b'chagiyacha, samach b'chagiyacha means that the whole day is a different day. The whole mind, the whole emotions on Yom Tov have to be different. On Purim, you have to go through the motions. You have to pause, you have to yayin, you have to besuda, read the Megillah, whatever mitzvahs there are you have to do. But in terms of the whole day being nitfas as a Yom of Simcha, so that doesn't exist on Purim. So that would explain, because what we said, that the whole cancellation of Avelos in the first place is not emanating so much from the mindset, it's emanating from the mindset, from the cheerfulness. It's supposed to be on Yom Tov, so that halacha doesn't apply at all on Purim. So then we understand very well the Shittas Rambam, then the Shulchan Aruch, then the Sfarim make a lot of sense that Purim is not really a Yom Tov for these purposes. There's a mitzvah of Simcha on Purim, but it's not the same mitzvah. It's not the mitzvah to be with Simchas Aleif 24 hours. It's a mitzvah to have your bossy yayin, have your suit, shalachmanis, and shine. So in between all that, the person could still sit on the floor and still observe regular Avelos. So that chiluk between Purim and other Yom Tov would make a lot of sense if you focus, if you emphasize more the Simchas HaMachshava rather than the Simchas HaMaisek. It's based on this that I think Rav Mishnas Yavetz, if I'm not mistaken, in Zhulti explains that's where we find that Meikra Din, one is allowed to get married in Purim. Shulchan Aruch writes that one is permitted to get married in Purim. There are those who have a custom not to, but Shulchan Aruch asks that Meikra Din, I think Rav Shlomo Zalman get married in Purim. I think there's such a story like that. I think Rav Shlomo Zalman got, if I'm not mistaken. that we pass in Shulchan Aruch, that one is allowed to get married in Purim. Ah, what happened to Eim Arvin Simcha B'Simcha? So Jolti explains that Eim Arvin Simcha B'Simcha means that on a day when you're supposed to be totally, completely you're consumed with Simcha's Yontif, so you can go ahead and have a chasana. That's going to detract from Simcha's Yontif. On Simcha's Purim, so I'll have my Bosom Yayin, I'll read the Megillah, I'll do what I got to do on Purim, and then 2 o'clock in the afternoon, I'll get married. But it's not a stira. It's not something that consumes the entire day. Yeah, it's not too relevant for us. We don't usually have weddings on Purim. I left at one time. I was invited to a wedding on Purim. So, yeah, not so from invited me to a wedding on Purim. So I was able to maneuver out of it. Busy, other things to do that day. But the Ikemikur in Shulchan Aruch we paskin that one is actually permitted to get married on Purim itself. And the reason is because Purim is a different day than Yom Tov, which explains also why there may be some differences between Avelus and Purim and Avelus of Yom Tov. So other than that, we've been talking about the dinim of Avelus and Yom Tov in terms of the real Yom Tovim. What constitutes a real Yom Tov for these purposes? Anytime there's a mitzvah Simchas Yontif, so that's what the Mishnah says. Pesach for sure, there's dinner Simchas Yontif and Pesach, so for sure there's no Avelus. Sukkot for sure, there's no Avelus. That's a real Simchas Yontif. Then the Gemara starts to chisel away at some of the other Yom Tovim. So one of the Yom Tovim that the Gemara starts to chisel away at is Shavuos. Shavuos is a real bona fide Yontif that can affect Avelus. So the Gemara says Shavuos is a funny kind of a Yontif. It's Bizman HaMikdash. It was a very, very full Yontif. It's a whole week of celebration, which we still, some shuls still benefit from. That's why some shuls have the Midrash Natzei Tachrin the whole week after Shavuos, because in the Bizman HaMikdash HaMikdash HaKayim, the Shavuos wasn't just one day, it was an entire week. The Issa Malacha was one day, but then the next 6 days you can bring Karbanos, you have Tashlumin for all the Karbanos. It was a mamash, a whole week celebration at the times of the Beis HaMikdash. And then the Gemara lets out from Sukkim that that was only true Bizman Shavuos Beis HaMikdash HaKayim. Bizman HaZeh, so then it's only one day. The Issa Malacha, even Bizman HaMikdash, was only one day. It's just that like the other 6 days was almost like a Chol HaMoed. Whereas Bizman HaZeh, there is no Chol HaMoed, there's nothing. Chol HaMoed Pesach, Chol HaMoed Sukkah, so the Gemara, the Pasuk says, that exists even in the absence of a Beis HaMikdash. But the quote-unquote Chol HaMoed of Shavuos, that only exists Bizman HaMikdash, so we don't have that B'chlal. So we have a very, very watered-down Shavuos. One day Yontif. It's a beautiful day, but it's a one-day Yontif. Chutzlatz, it was fake at the home, but it's a one-day Yontif of Shavuos. The Gemara raises the question, maybe Shavuos, Bizman HaZeh, after the Churban, doesn't have the ability to cancel Avelos, because it's a much less of a Yontif than Pesach and Sukkot in terms of time-wise. So we don't pass like that. Gemara says, we reject that view. We hold that at Tzeres, that Shavuos is on a full-fledged Yontif. It's obviously Yontif Derais, even Bizman HaZeh, no question about that. The Torah says, B'chol Mosh V'sechem, Udor V'sechem. There's no question there's a Nisim Malachim in Atar Bizman HaZeh, and there's a Mitzvah Simchas Yontif, according to the Rambam in Atar Bizman HaZeh. And even though Nebuch, we don't have Kavanah, so we don't have the whole week, but we still have the one day that we have, in its full force. So we pass it that Shavuos does cancel Avelus Bizman HaZeh. And then the Gemishnah quotes another Machlagis about Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Does Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur have the ability to cancel Avelus? So that we could already begin to understand that Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur are less of a Yom Tovim in the sense of Simchas Yontif. So we paskin that even Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur cancel Avelus. That's the Maharil's Raya, that there must be a mitzvah Simcha on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. The Rosh quotes in the end of Masechas Rosh Hashanah that there are two traditions in terms of davening and Rosh Hashanah. When you get to Vatitin Lan Hashem Lekenu Biava, what do you say next? Our minhagis, we say, Vatitin Lan Hashem Lekenu Biava, as Yom HaZikaron HaZeh. We don't say the passage, Mu'adim L'Simcha Chagim Bizman L'Sosar on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. We only say that on the Shalosh Adolim. And the Rosh quotes another minhag from the Garden, we used to say it. The Mamre says, Yom Vatitin Lan Hashem Lekenu Biava, Mu'adim L'Simcha Chagim Bizman L'Sosar, as Yom HaZikaron HaZeh, Yom Truah, da da da. What's the machlokes? Should you say Mu'adim L'Simcha Chagim Bizman L'Sosar? So it's usually assumed that they're having a machlokes about, is it really a Yom Sosar L'Simcha? Is it really a mitzvah Simchas Yontif on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? Because on the one hand, it's an Issam Alocha B'na Torah. On the other hand, you don't bring Karbonos, it's not Shalosh Radon, it's not Lila Regels, it's a different kind of a Yontif. So that's what the Gaonim seem to be fighting about. So the Maharil writes, there has to be a mitzvah Simchas Yontif on Rosh Hashanah. It can't be otherwise. There has to be Simchas Yontif on Yom Kippur. It can't be otherwise, because we pass in Alocha that they cancel Avelos. How can a day cancel Avelos if there's no Simchas Yontif? That's the aspect of Yontif that cancels Avelos. The Issam Alocha doesn't cancel Avelos. Shabbos doesn't cancel Avelos. So why does Yontif cancel Avelos? Because there's a mitzvah Simchas Yontif. So there must be there's a mitzvah Simchas Yontif on Rosh Hashanah and Kippur. So Tacha, why don't you say Mu'adim L'Simcha? And Minigis, on Davening and in Kiddush, we don't say Mu'adim L'Simcha, Chayim Zman L'Sos, and why not? So that's a Rav Jolti, another piece on Simchas Yontif. He explains that the reason why we don't say that Rosh Hashanah and Kippur is a Yom Simcha is not because it's not a Zman Simcha. It's for a different reason, Lagamre. The Gemara says that we don't say Halal on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, even though we really should have, because it's Yom Tif. The Gemara says, because you don't want to make a fuss about that it's a Halal. Because after all, we're nervous, we're shaking a little bit, that that Sifri Chayim and Sifri Meisim Psuchim Lufanov, the Rebbe Shalom is judging us for life. So we can't bring ourselves to express with a whole heart that we're saying Hallel. So that's why we can't bring ourselves to say with a straight face one Sifri Chayim was Baal Sazim. We know it's a mitzvah Simchus Yontif, and we observe Simchus Yontif, and therefore Avelus is cancelled. But to get up and announce from the rooftops that today is a Moadim Simcha Chayim was Baal Sazim, we're too nervous to do that. We're too shaking to do that. So therefore the Goyim held that's what that minig is, that Nusach and the Goyim, that we don't make mention of the fact that it's a Zman Sasim and Simcha, even though in reality it really is. In terms of real Mamash Yontif, in terms of halachas, it really is, and that's the reason ultimately why I cancel the Avelus. So the regular Yom Tovim we understand. It's Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot, Rosh Hashanah, Kippur, we understand the regular Yom Tovim. Purim was a shaky one. And then the Gemara at the beginning of Maseches Ksubos discusses another kind of a Yom Tov, not a real Yom Tov in the sense of a public Yom Tov, but a private Yom Tov. How does a private Yom Tov affect Ochas Avelos? So that's the private Yom Tov of Sheva Brachas. The din is that a person gets married, so the halacha requires that they're supposed to be in the state of Yom Tov. There's a mitzvah that a person is supposed to be celebrating, supposed to treat a mamash like a Yom Tov, not entirely like a Yom Tov. You're allowed to do certain malachas, but certain malachas you're not allowed to do a chasen and a kala. You're not supposed to go to regular work, business as usual. You're supposed to dress like Yom Tov. You're supposed to look nice. You're supposed to days of celebration. You're supposed to have parties. You're supposed to be in the simcha. There's a special din mid rabbanon. We'll see whether it's the rabbanon or not. Pashtun the Gemara says mid rabbanon that Moshe Tikal Yisrael Shivisi Me'am Mishter. The pashtus in the Gemara is that it's a din mid rabbanon that was instituted all the way back to Moshe Rabbeinu. So talking about a long, old din de rabbanon. The Rambam writes that anything that Moshe Rabbeinu was misachin on his own, that's a din de rabbanon. Anything that the Rebbe Shalom told them to institute, that's a din de raisa. So even though it goes back to the same period of time, but it was Moshe Tikal Yisrael, the Rebbe Shalom didn't tell him to do it. It was Moshe Rabbeinu was an av beis din, the same as any other av beis din. So Moshe Rabbeinu can institute dinim de rabbanon also. We find a lot of takanas. Moshe Rabbeinu instituted Kriyas HaTorah, instituted Shivus Yom HaAvelus, instituted Shivus Yom HaMishnah. There's a lot of things that date back to the days of Moshe Rabbeinu that were not actually dinim de raisa. So the celebration of the whole week of Sheva Brachas, that's like a quasi Yom Tov. So the Gemara raises the question, what would the din be if a person has a clash now, has a conflict between Avelus and Sheva Brachas? What should happen first? Which should take precedence? So here we have a little bit of a problem, because the whole reason why Yom Tov cancels Avelus is because it's a mitzvah shel Rabim. So when you have a Rabim against the Yochid, a Rabim is more important. But here, if you have a clash between Sheva Brachas and Avelus, then it's a Yochid and a Yochid, and the two are on equal footing. So which one is going to win out? So here the Gemara says you go with a different cloud. Here the cloud is whichever came first, Kalakadim Zochah. Whichever days were took effect on the calendar first, take precedence. So if the person became a chassan first, so then he finishes off his sheva brachas first. If he became an oval first, then he does the avelus first. So here, it's with this background that the Gemara says, you can have a very, very tragic situation where you have a person who's getting ready to get married. He has all the preparations, everything is all ready to get married, and then otot, right before the chuppah is the time when the mitzvah of sheva brachas begins, so right before the chuppah, his relative dies. So now, what do you do? So normally, our reaction would be, is that, you bury the mace. Cover incredible Yabahud, there's a mitzvah there, right? So to bury somebody, try to bury somebody as fast as possible. So what I would have thought the din should have been is that a person is otot about to go to his chasana, his relative dies, so bury the relative. So he says that's going to be a big problem. Because if you bury the relative first, so then you're going to have to observe Avelus first, because whichever one kicks in first. Now, what's so terrible about that? So you push the wedding off. So the Gemara says that's going to be a terrible thing to push the wedding off, because it's going to be a tremendous hafsed mamon. The Gemara describes Mishal Yatifchot Tavuach V'yena Mozo Pito Afuya. The meat has already been shechted, the wine has already been made, the bread has already been baked. So the man and the kid is ready, setting up the meal already. How can he cancel the wedding? It's going to be such a hafsed mamon. The guy's going to, he can't get married in the middle of Shiva, so he's going to have to throw the food out. He can't stick it to the freezer, so he's going to throw all the food out. It's going to be a tremendous hafsed mamon. So that's the background that the Gemara raises. That on the one hand, we're tugging now. Because on the one hand, we really would want to start the avelus first because the person died. So kavatik brenes, mitzvah kvura. So you should really bury the person first. On the other hand, if you bury the person first, so then the avelus is going to kick in at the time of the kvura, and that's going to force us to observe avelus first, and then the whole chasana meal is going to be thrown into the garbage. So what do you do? So that's what the Gemara says, that Chazal came up with a very, very special kula. It's famous Gemara, Ksubas Tav Dalet. Dalet. They told us to do something that really defies logic, defies what the regular halacha should be. Machnisin is a mace lecheder. You take the mace and put them away for a little while. Put them into a room. We would never think of doing that. To delay a levaya. No, we delay the levaya. Machnisin is a mace lecheder. Machnisin is the chosin is a kala lechuppah. And you bring the chosin and the kala into the chuppah. Namely, you have a chuppah. You have nisuin. And once you have nisuin, so then the din of Shivus and Mishnah takes effect. One Shivus and Mishnah takes effect, then they party and they celebrate Shivus and Mishnah. And after the Shivus and Mishnah, then and only then they begin to observe Avelos. When do you bury the mace in this whole balagan? So you bury the mace after the chuppah. It's after the Shivus in a minute. After the Shivus and Mishnah have started already, then no problem. Then we can go to Levaya. So then we'll bury the mace. But normally burying the mace kicks in the Shivus Yemei Avelos. This is the exception to the rule. Because since they were already in the state of Shivus Yemei Mishnah, once the simplest yontif, the simplest quasi simplest yontif, the private simplest yontif was chal already, so then the simplest yontif plays out. They observe the Shivus Yemei Mishnah, and then and only then do they observe the Shivus Yemei Avelos afterwards. So this is a kunz. We circumvented the beginning of the Yemei Avelos. Since Avelos doesn't begin with Misa, it begins with the Kvura, so Chazal gave us the green light to go around. To artificially hold up the Avelos by starting the Simchas Yemei Mishnah first, by having the Nisuin. And the whole purpose of this was because of the tremendous Hefsid Mamos. That's a famous Gemara in the beginning of Maseches Ksubis.
How many days can you delay?
How many days can you delay the Kvura?
The day of the Kvura.
Okay, we're going to get to it in a second. We're going to see how this plays out. Yeah, there are a lot of questions here. This is in the yeshivas when they learn. So some yeshivas when they learn ksubas, they start from daf beis. A lot of yeshivas start from daf tes. Those yeshivas that start from daf beis, they'll spend a month on this sugya. There's a lot of stuff floating around on this sugya. Usually, the why yeshivas are placed start on daf tes. Why you usually start from daf beis, depending on which year. Anyway, different style. So there's a lot of the Rishonim started on that base, because the Rishonim talk about this sugya. So there are a lot of problems with this sugya. A lot of details that have to be ironed out to understand how this sugya plays out. Some of them already were mentioned here, and a lot more issues as well. So one of the main issues that the Rishonim, conceptual issues that the Rishonim are bothered with, is that what the Gemara basically just told us is that we're going to jumpstart the Simcha first. We're going to get the person into the state of Simcha, and we're going to basically, for the next week, totally, completely ignore Avelos. So come some of the Rishonim and say, wait a second, how can you do that? How can you totally, completely ignore Avelos? We learned already many times that there's Machlekes and Rishonim, whether there's Avelos derais or not. Whether, at least Avel Yom Rishon, is that a din derais or not. So half the Rishonim, there's no Avelos derais. The whole Avelos is only with the Rabbanon. And other Rishonim said, no, Avelos of the whole week is with the Rabbanon, but Avelos of the first day is derais. Avel Yom Rishon is derais. Machlekes the Rambam and others. So according to those opinions that maintain that there's no Avelos derais altogether, everything's derabbanon here. The Shivus Yemei Mishnah is derabbanon, the Avelos derabbanon. So the Rabbanon, we can play whatever games we want. Whatever the Rabbanon want to decide. Whatever the base in the Gvelo is Masakin, so we're gonna start the simple Shivus Yemei Mishnah, we'll push off the Avelos, no problem. But if there's some kind of a derais over here, what gives us a right to play this game? We're gonna tell the Avelim, don't worry about Avelos. Avelos is put on hold till next week. Put on hold till next week. As soon as you bury the person, he's mechuyav ben avelos deraisa. So you're telling the guy to go to his own shiva brachas. You're telling him to dance around. You're telling him to wear shoes. You're telling him to take a haircut, to take a shower. You're telling him to violate all the surim of avelos, because you're telling him he's not really an avelos. But he's not an avelos. He's an avelos deraisa. According to the Rif and the Rambam, the Gaonim, avel yom rishon is mamash din deraisa. How in the world can you tell the person to violate a dinim deraisa? So if you hold, like Tosfos in the Rosh, that the Ramon, the Shach Paskin, that all of Avelos is the Rabbanon. The whole thing, first day, second day, third day, seventh day, all the Rabbanon. It's a big deal. So it's a Rabbanon of Sheva Brachas against the Rabbanon of Avelos, and Kachtik Nuchachamim, that whichever comes first wins. But according to the Rif and the Ram, the Gaonim, that the first day is Mamash and Issa Deraisa, you're telling the guy, don't observe Avelos, go dance, go party, wear your shoes, go say your Chasen Tiras, do all the things that normally an Ovo wouldn't be permitted to do. So you're advocating violating Mamash and Issa Deraisa. How can that be? So to solve that problem, one of the Rishonim, the Rush quotes from the Maharam, to solve that problem, so the Maharam broke came up with the following idea. He says, just as when it comes to Avelos, we have a model, according to many, that the first day is Deraisa, and the subsequent days are Derabbanan, so too when it comes to Simchas Chosin V'Kala, True, we say that Shiva Shimei HaMishnah is the Rabbanan. That's true. But the first day is Deraisa. The first day of Shiva Shimei HaMishnah, the day the Imam Shah, you get married, Yom Chasanas, the day that you get married, the day of the Chuppah, that's Mamash HaMitzah, the Araisa of Simcha. So now comes the Rosh and says, so now everything evens out, everything cancels each other. The person is, on day one of this whole fiasco, he's both in Simchas Chosin Deraisa and he's in Avelos Deraisa. He gets married at 10 o'clock in the morning, he buries his mace at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and now for the next few hours, he has a tug of war. On the one hand, he's mechuyv mid deraisa to be besimcha because simchas chasan is deraisa on day one. On the other hand, he's mechuyv to be in avelus because avelus yom rishon is deraisa. What do you do when you have a clash between the two? So the answer is whichever comes first. It's called a kedem zocha. So since Chazal manipulated in such a way that you get married first before you do the kvura, so the simchas chasan deraisa was chal first. So there's only one point about this pshat we don't understand. Where does this come from? Who said there's a mitzvah simchas chasan deraisa? From where? Avelus yom rishon deraisa. That we already know. The Rambam already quotes pesukim from Pasha Shmini, the fact that the death of Bnei Aaron, so Aaron refrains from eating the karbonos v'chalatichat sayom. That we understand. There's a model for avelus deraisa on yom rishon. Who said? But not immediately. There's a simchas chasan deraisa. We should such a thing. There's a simchas chasan deraisa. So the Rambam Rittenberg quotes a strange pasuk. We wouldn't have thought this should be a mokah for anything. The pasuk in Shir Shirim says b'yom chasinaso b'yom simchas libo. You see that the pasuk in Nach describes Yom Chasinaso as a day of great joy. So you see that must be some kind of a din deraisa. All the other Rishonim have never heard of such a thing. Never heard of such a drasha. There's no such thing. There is a Mishkanes Yaakov that has a totally different mahalach. He was much, much late. He was an Acharon. He's a Talmud of Reb Chaim Volozhiner. So Mishkanes Yaakov thinks that there's a mitzvah of Simchas Chasin Kal the entire week, maybe even deraisa. What's that based on? A pasuk in Parshas Tazria. Rashi quotes from Chazal that if a person has a nega, he finds a tzaras, so he comes to the Kohen, so the Kohen's supposed to look at it right away, he's supposed to tell him to come back next week, he's supposed to look at it right away. But there are two cases where Chazal say that the Kohen's allowed a delay. It says in the Chumash, V'yom heroz bo v'sacha yitma, yesh yom shetaron egoim, v'yesh yom she'en etaron egoim. Certain days you're not supposed to look in a goim. One of the days you're not supposed to look in a goim, on Yom Tif, if a guy comes to you on Chol HaMoed with the nega tzaras, so the Gemara says you're not supposed to look at the nega there. Tell him, come back after Yom Tif. Why? Because if it turns out to be Tomei, it's going to ruin the guy's Yom Tif. Chol's mouth, the coin doesn't say Tomei, so to be determined. So you go to the doctor, you know, if you didn't look at the test yet, so the we don't know yet, it's not such a bad move. You give him the verdict, it's all convey. So the Gemara learns out from Sukkim that when Yom Tov comes, so don't look at the Negoim on Chol HaMoed, tell him to come back after Yom Tov. So the Gemara says in the same breath that if a chosid comes to you in the middle of a Sheva Brachas, he wants you to look at his Nega, so you say, come back, you have to worry about it, finish with your wife first, you have to Sheva Brachas will take care of your tzaraas problems. So comes the Mishkanes Yaakov and says, if Simchas Chosin wasn't a deraisa the whole week, what right would we have to delay looking at the nega? He's supposed to look at the nega right away. Like any other mitzvah, he's supposed to do the mitzvah right away. So for the fact that we permit you to, we advocate doing that, we don't want you to look at the nega during Shiva Simei Mishnah, it sounds like that's mamash a real mitzvah mid-deraisa of Simchas Yontif. So the Rishonim don't say that. The Rishonim say that Simchas Chosin is only mid-derabbanan. Maybe the first day is deraisa. So getting back to that story, so we're still trying to understand, how could it be that you have a guy who just lost a relative, he's about to get married, so we push the wedding forward, and then we tell him to bury his mace, and then the rest of the day we let him party, we let him go to dance at Sheva Brachas. How can that be? What happened to the Issa Deraisa of Avelus? So those Rishonim who hold there is an Issa Deraisa of Yom Rishon of Avelus are really, really bothered with the Kasha. So one of the answers that's given is this answer of the Maharam. The Ran in Maseches Ketubos writes, and he thinks, no, he thinks that in Ochinami, that we're not going to actively let this person violate Yisuri Avelis. We're not going to tell him, yeah, no problem, go ahead and put your shoes on, go ahead and dance, go ahead and do things of active Avelis. The only thing we're going to do on this Yom Rishon is what we call Yesh Koch V'yachacham Lacha Dov Minatar B'Shei Bal Ta'aseh. We have a right, Chazal have a right, to tell a person not to do certain mitzvahs. Let's say Chazal say, don't blow shofar on Shabbos, or don't take a lulav on Shabbos. That they have a right to do. So to over here, there are certain mitzvahs of Avelus that a person is supposed to do. They're supposed to flip the bed over in the olden days. They're supposed to cover over their head in a funny way. All the things that we don't really do anymore. So comes the Ran and says, those active manifestations, those active demonstrations of Avelus, we're going to tell you not to do. We want you to observe Sheva Brachas. We don't want you to be sitting in Shiva right now. those parts of Shiva that are violations, that are Isurim, we Taka can't tell you. We have no right to tell you to do. Those Dinim of Shiva that are active requirements, we're going to exempt you from. So all the Rishonim are trying to give answers. Maram and the Rai, everyone's trying to solve the same problem. So Tais in the Rush, right? The problem was never a problem in the first place, because Avelis is not their ice altogether. Even Yom Rishon is not their ice, and no their ice, and nothing, zero. So different answers in the Rishonim to how to get around this problem. According to Tais in the Rush, there was never a problem in the first place. And according to other Rishonim, there was this big problem. You have to try to circumvent this big problem.
So the very first and then have the
Everyone agrees that midrabban lemais, you have to have the chasna first. That the Gemara says you have to have the chasna first. The question is, we have the chasna at 10 o'clock. It better than makes at 1 o'clock. How can we dance at share brachs at 3 o'clock? That's the problem.
Tosafot
says big deal because everything's midrabban.
Tosafot everything's
midrabban. Even the first day of avelus is midrabban.
And first day of marriage.
Could be their one, could be their ice, doesn't matter.
The
mitzvah of Kfur is their ice, yeah, but the Avelis is not their ice.
So
we pushed off the Kfur for 2 hours.
But if that's a deraisa and the marriage is a derabanan, then according to Tosfos, the deraisa should come before the.
We don't have to do the deraisa first. I mean, that's just a question of what's going to happen first. It's not that one is literally pushing off the other. That's just a question of what order we should do things. So Chazal said you're allowed to delay the Kfur. We delay the Kfur for other things for a couple of hours. Delay Kfur from 9 o'clock in the morning to 11 o'clock in the morning is not so chomer. So what Henry's starting to touch upon is the Rash Peshita, which we'll probably have to get to next week. The Rashba says that Faker, he says, you know why there's no Yom Rishon Deraisa? Because you're not doing the Kfur today. You're pushing off the Kfur till tomorrow. Well, that's a whole other ballgame. So ultimately, next year we'll talk about that. Okay, so we'll pick up from that. Next Sunday, I'm not sure yet. I may have to be out of town, so I may not. So hopefully I'll know by the end of the week. So we'll keep going. Shabbos over here.
According to those, they don't.